all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly. So was I.
Aloha, I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection, proudly presents the World Global Healing Circle of Light. Mahalo to all the listeners of PalTalk.com and BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are USA 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350, and our direct lines, same area code, is 530-776-5185 and 876-9916. And as I shared with each and every one of you last week, we've had a very strong message that has continuously presented itself for the last 2 months. And once again, we are going to talk about this again tonight. And it's imperative that we all take the time to really step up and do those quantum leaps to propel us into the new paradigm. And before we get started and invite our guests for this evening, which you all are very familiar with, and it's such an honor to always have him on the show to share with each and every one of you. Our guest tonight is Todd Stockwell. He is known by many as the foremost expert on the evolution of the consciousness of humanity, which is happening right now on this planet. He teaches us how to be truly connected so we may all succeed in this changing world. Todd is an artist, award-winning author, a songwriter, an inventor, a leader, and a fun and inspiring presence, a true teacher of light, a truly enlightened soul, and a loving father. Todd is very humble, as in true service as anyone who has worked with him will contest to, and I will definitely ditto that. He is absolutely amazing, and I have to say to each of you, I'm so thrilled that I am able to share my own personal experience with all of you every month that I've experienced firsthand working with Todd. With that said, let me continue sharing wonderful information about Todd. Todd is an honored member in the 2008-2009 edition of the Cambridge Who's Who Registry of Executive Professionals. Todd Stockwell is an expert at finding what works for companies and individuals. He has saved companies billions of dollars. He has helped individuals reach goals that were unreachable and even unimaginable before. With Todd, athletics, actors, musicians, professionals, and companies have reached their own personal best. Individuals have found their divine path and now live a joyful and empowered life. Todd has an MS in Leadership and Training from the Alameda University, a BA in Sociology from the University of Michigan, as well as over 20 years of management and consulting experience, 5 years of experience with persons with developmental disabilities. And Power Beyond and Beyonder programs, Todd artfully brings us into our true self and is able to show us that all is possible. So without further delay, please help me to give Todd a warm welcome to the show. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, Alani.
How are you tonight?
Excellent, excellent. Wow, that was quite an introduction.
Well, I so thirst to really share the whole magnitude of who Todd is. As you and I both know, I have the real pleasure of either talking with you weekly or even just being in your presence. And when I say that, it's refreshing to be among a person such as yourself, but yet feel so equal and be able to absorb all that joy and love and really understand what internal peace and joy is really feels and tastes like. And you
Thank
got
you.
It.
It's a great honor.
And you helped me give myself that permission to bring it into my own life. And that's so wonderful.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, I know that we've got a lot to cover tonight. So let me just dive right in there. And one of the very first questions I really wanted to present to you tonight is to explain to all of us tonight about the higher self anchoring and the benefits.
Yes, well, the process is imperative for the times that are here upon us. The higher self's actually above the physical body normally, and therefore people have to go outside themselves in order to access their divine source and all their answers. So people meditate, they astral travel to get to their own higher self. This process actually places the higher self directly at the base of the heart chakra, where the core is. And the core holds the entire universe. So we never have to go outside of ourselves to travel anywhere in any universe. This includes multidimensional movement. And after the higher self anchoring, you're able to get clear answers. You actually merge completely with your higher self over time. So you're actually an enlightened being.
Wow, because I know for myself you have anchored my higher self into my core. Now, as you were, sharing with us, you had mentioned is that we have the universe all right there for us. Can you go a little bit deeper about explaining what you mean by we have the universe within us?
Yeah, well, basically the core is a spark, and basically with that spark, it connects to everything. So therefore, we're connected to the entire universe. That which is massive is also small. So if you think of macro, micro, it's well known within quantum physics that things can be very small and massive as well, and that's what the universe is. If you think of the universe as in different sizes of cores, then you can think in terms of a group being one group of oneness, then a bigger group being a bigger group of oneness, a smaller group being a smaller group of oneness.
Wow. So, wow, that's incredible. And, as you know, I'm actually getting to actually experience that for myself. And I do know that, just observing or having casual conversation with others or, reading in a book, we've all talked about merging with our higher selves. So we all have that capability of actually bringing that high self and anchoring it right into the core then. Is this correct?
Yes, it is. And during my trainings, we actually train individuals to do it. And, of course, you're one of the individuals who's been trained to do it. So there's quite a few folks out there who can do it. And if you check on the website, you can, or give me a call, you can find out just who, who in your area might be able to do that for you, or you can come join us at the program coming up. So,
absolutely. And let me go ahead and share that website for everyone. And that website is beyond1111.com. I do want to take a moment and invite all the listeners to my show page with bbsradio.com. As you all know, I always place a wealth of information to assist you in your own empowerment. Also, for all the listeners in Pal Talk, I also have, for your convenience, Todd's Stockwell's name and his website as well, and you're welcome to follow the show, even going through my show page for the actual what we will be talking about this evening. So once again, that website is beyond1111.com, and I'm glad you brought that up, Todd, because I know I've been coming to your classes and going through all the training, and I have shared with many people the profound changes in the quantum leaps it's made, not only for me personally with my own growth, but it has expanded beyond that in my own personal life, in my environment, in my relationships, and my interaction with others, including my own relationships on many different levels. So let me ask you this, going back to the higher self, what are some of the other benefits by taking a moment to anchor the higher self into the core?
Well, there's so many of them, because what happens is it sets up so that the body can transition to the highest light body. It's an opening where that the structure is different, where that you can heal more easily. You actually open up to what your natural gifts are and your talents. As I said before, you're able to get more clear information. You're like a light from that point on.
Wow, that's really interesting, because, you know, I'm glad you explained it, because many, many times I've tried to actually share that. And, of course, you know, with you actually teaching it and assisting many of us to anchor the higher self, the listeners will actually be able to connect with that at a much deeper level. And, you know, I've known that what I have found for myself since I've anchored the higher self into my core is I automatically just know now.
Yeah, definitely.
And that has been a huge, huge change in my life. And it's interesting, because I can even just draw down the road and immediately start receiving information about my environment around me. But yet it's not intrusive to me either. Now, getting back to working with the universe within your core, once you anchor that higher self, and, you know, you were talking about the healing aspects of it. So what I'm hearing you say is that we can actually reach into our core when we're working with an individual to assist them in their own self-healing. Is this correct?
Yes, that is correct, and we're able to do that working with the Beyonder techniques. There are many different techniques, but the Beyonder techniques in and of themselves are able to get into the core and utilize the highest energy available.
Okay, thank you. Well, one of the areas that I really wanted to touch on tonight as well is what did you mean by awakening of the golden child, and why is this so important for all of us, and what do you mean by golden child?
Well, that would be the divine child, the divine connect, and basically we're now able to take all that's not enlightened within individuals and raise it up and awaken that which has been fractured or fragmented, and you're left, and then from that point on you're left empowered in a joyous state and truth connected. So this process is extremely important at this time. You know, most people are always working on the part of themselves that's already enlightened. You're now able to free yourself from that separateness, or being incomplete, and be the complete being that you came here to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the divine child, you know, as Christ spoke of, you know, you must be childlike to connect, and that's what we're, you know, that's what we're going to, the purity, the innocence, the truth within each one of us, that we are all connected to that source of
yes.
everything.
I know when you did the golden child, pardon me, for myself, it was so amazing because tears just ran down my face, and it's been such an incredibly long time, Todd, where I felt like all of me, you know, it was like I could actually tune in to the moment where I lost a part of myself, just years and years ago. And so when you actually, when I first experienced the golden child and you brought it forth from the heavens and then placed it back into my core, it was such total bliss. Even I search for the words as I sit here to express the depth of that experience. And I want to personally thank you for bringing all parts of me back to myself again, because I was aware of being fractured.
Yeah, well,
and it was amazing.
You're welcome.
I do have a question from one of our listeners, and it is from Free Child, and she says, Todd, could you please define what you understand as the core?
Okay. Well, basically, core is a flame at the base of the heart chakra. If we're going for a physical point, but basically, that core holds everything. So therefore, the core, in its large state, is all of the universes put together. So it's everything. At its small state, it's that flame at the base of the heart chakra. So, and with that core, basically we've built up, within our different medias, that anything that fragments us from our true self, we've built up walls from our own connect within ourselves. And so to truly get to the core, it takes force and it takes the energy that's now available to actually break that up and actually get to the core. And mm-hmm. and at the core, it's all a miracle. Everything that is miraculous is simple there.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Free Child, for your question, and we trust that we have indeed answered your questions. Now, I know tonight you're actually going to be doing some downloads for all the listeners tonight. Is this correct?
Yes, of course.
Absolutely. So why don't we go ahead and do the downloads now, and then I would like to come back and ask you further questions about your classes and the training to share with all the listeners. What do you think?
Wonderful. Definitely.
excellent. So I'm going to ask all the listeners to please sit back and take your deep breath, bringing your breath all the way down as far as you can to your root chakra, and releasing your breath, letting go of all tension, stress, concerns, and worries, and sit back and enjoy. Todd, you have the mic.
Okay. All right, everybody, Justus Leilani had said, take another deep breath, and on the out-breath, make like a dragon breath, so a... Take another deep breath, and again with the dragon breath. Now focus on a light pyramid above you pointing upward, and a light pyramid below you pointing downward. Bring the two pyramids together so they surround you and say, open full access. Now repeat after me, spin, counterspin, spin, counterspin, spin, counterspin, upward, outward, inward, true word. Divine word. Expand. Upward. And feel yourself moving up a massive tunnel of light. There are new colors here. You're moving faster and faster up this tunnel of light. And there are colors here that you've never seen before. Notice your physical body is shifting and changing with these colors. As you move faster, notice that you're also not moving at all. As you move to your right, you're also moving to your left. As you're moving upward, you're also moving downward. As you're moving forward, you're also moving backward. As you're moving outward, you're also moving inward. Now, again, repeat after me. Expand. 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 Explode. 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 Supernova. Again, notice your physical body, how it's shifting and changing. Notice that the colors here are even more brilliant, and you can actually hear the colors here. You can taste the colors here, and you can feel the colors here. Now repeat after me, 1, 2, 3, open. Delete old files. Delete old programs. Release negative structures. Release false reality. Burn them. Fully ignite. Explode. Reprogram. Restructure. Rewire. Reconnect. Activate all codes needed. Full power. Full light. Full love. Full joy. Activate all divinity codes needed. Activate. activate all joy codes needed. Activate all oneness codes needed. Power up. 11:11 open. Defrag. Reprogram. Reconnect. Power connect. Restructure. Activate all codes needed. Activate all Beyonder codes needed. Connect. Connect Rainbow Bridge. Connect Golden Bridge. Connect Crystal Bridge. Unite. Ignite. Amp up. Power up. Vigo A. Zaj. Moat. Latrevu. Amoa. Vanati. Kitoka. Aloe. Shwa. Shekina. Sukata. Alaha. Ananeha. Abredosh. Quinale. Zuatos. Zuatias. Eao. Eau. Eawa. Titaton. Venok. Abe. Ensof. 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 I am the highest light. I am the highest power. I am the highest joy. I am the highest love. Love is the highest of the highest. I am the highest of the highest of the highest. I am one with the oneness. We are one. I am one. We are one. I am one. We are one. I speak the truth. I teach the truth. I know the truth because I am the truth. I am Vitros. I am Mejavo. I am Awe. I remember Alaha. I remember Ananeha. I remember love. I remember oneness. I remember Ein Sof. Amen. 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 Anchor. Ground. Solidify. I am anchored in my truth. I am one with the oneness. I am grounded in my reality. The reality of the new paradigm, heaven on earth. I am solid in my path as a teacher and leader of the way, the new way, the Christ way. I show the way. I know the way. Because I am the way. I am. I am. I am. I remember. I remember. I remember. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Wow. That's wonderful, Todd.
So how's everybody feel?
Well, you know how I feel. You know, I have to say this to you, Todd. Many of the listeners know me and interact with me quite frequently, and they personally have watched my life explode around me. They have seen me move so incredibly, well, actually I've propelled myself moving forward so fast. And very precise in my direction and my path and in my goals. And I know that this all transpired as I received these downloads and participate with your classes and all the healing work I've done on myself through your classes. And they're all witnessing these wonderful explosions going on in my own world. And it's just been incredible.
Beautiful. That's what it's all about. And it's so great to hear.
Yes. I'm definitely a walking example of the direct effects of the training and the downloads, because they have indeed changed my life. You know, it's interesting. We've had some new listeners that have tuned in and received these downloads. If you could just explain to them exactly what it is that they have received.
Okay, well, basically we're empowering at the core. So we're going into the universal computer system, and that way we can actually help to release all the things that you're ready to release on a core level. So we're able to break that up, get rid of that, and replace it with the highest energy available. So So that's it in a nutshell.
For those that didn't quite feel the direct effects of the download, what would you say to them? Would you recommend for them to observe themselves as each day unfolds, or what are your thoughts on that?
Yes, because what happens is you can only receive as much as you're ready to in that moment. So therefore, most of this work actually occurs hours later or days later sometimes during sleep time, because during sleep time is when we have less cellular memory. So therefore, during sleep time, a lot of the downloads actually occur during that time. Sometimes people report waking up in the middle of the night, etc. Sometimes people will notice twitching in their eyes. Sometimes there will be like a warmth at the back of their neck. And sometimes people just feel sparkly all over. So there's little subtle things that are also, and then more clarity as each day goes by.
Absolutely. And I'd like to remind all our listeners as well, as you can go back to the show archives, if you'll click on to Program Archives from my show page, you can go back and listen to these downloads as many times as you feel led to do those. And so I just wanted to bring that reminder to all of you. Also, I want to take a moment and share Todd's website with all of you, and that is www.beyond1111.com. And for all those who may be interested in Todd's classes, he will be here in Phoenix on May the 16th through the 18th. And if you're interested, feel free to send Todd an email, or you're welcome to send me one as well, and I'll make sure that Todd will be able to assist you in getting you started in the classes. On that note, when you were doing the download, Todd, you mentioned Rainbow Bridge. Could you explain to us when you use that term and what does that mean for all of us?
Yeah, well, actually, the Rainbow Bridge is one of the three main bridges or connections to the highest source. So if we think of... if we think in terms of avenues on the way into the core, there's three main paths, and that's one of them. And this is the one that many believe is the bridge that Jesus the Christ built. So this connection is extremely important to us because of the higher energies that we're now becoming a part of. The beyonder energies or the Ensophic energies. They're here to stay. It's imperative that we have the highest connection possible and that we can utilize these energies. So I'm here to help, you know, those of you who are leaders and teachers of this new earth, new world, new consciousness, and new paradigm. You know, you can call me directly, you know, at the 734-740-9110 number, and we can talk about your next step, you know, and there's also individuals in your area doing some of these empowerments, so be sure to, you know, give me a call. And also for those who had, who may not be sensing it all that much, also, there's also an aspect that when we do one-on-one calls, we get more direct as well. So there's an added aspect to the one-on-one sessions as opposed to a group session, because the group can only go as far as the group can go.
Excellent point. I'm glad you brought that up. And just wanted to mention to all of you as well, as featured on my show page, there's a wealth of information about NSOF and the 12 levels of NSOF and all the downloads that you actually receive. And Todd, do you have a special going on at the moment for NSOF downloads?
I will honor the special to those who are listening, yes.
Excellent. So if you're interested in the 12 levels of NSOLF, remember to shoot an email over to Todd or give him a call, but make sure you don't forget to mention the radio show that you were tuned in listening. You've been receiving the downloads through the radio show, okay? I have a question that has been presented in from a listener, and it's from Anna, and she says, what does it mean when someone has a rainbow aura around them?
Normally, what you're looking at if you're seeing a rainbow is that they do have a natural connect to the rainbow bridge.
Ooh, nice. Because that's the next comment Free Child says here. The rainbow bridge, in my knowing, is the unification of all fields of divinities and the consciousness of all, not only one. Would you like to make...
What was the end of that?
Let me go back to it. It says, the unification of all fields of divinities and the consciousness of all that, all not only one.
Right.
She's chuckling, and so am I.
Yes. Well, yes, that this is true. Many of us come through with a connection, but even the process takes us even deeper into that allness, oneness. So
yes, and Free Child has a personal message that she would like to share with you, and she says, "I really like Todd's energy, and I can see his holy group around him. Awesome."
Thank you.
That's very nice, Free Child. Thank you for that divine message to Todd. Well, let's get back to some of these questions that I really would like to explore with you, Todd. You know, because we've talked about you teaching classes and actually teaching all of us how to do the work ourselves to give to others. But share with us the Beyonder technique. Code empowerments and its benefits.
Yeah, okay, the core empowerments. Well, first of all, a lot of individuals are starting to wake up to the fact that they are leaders and teachers, and they're not really sure where to go with it, you know. And so if you're just starting to awaken and realize who you are, you know, the Power Beyond and Beyonder programs, you know, they help you, you know, get to the deep level and get on path, you know. You receive all real tools that you can get out there quickly and, you know, get out there running, you know, and really get out there doing the work. The techniques are core empowerments, and it's all core work. So basically, with the Beyonder techniques, they create miracles simply. And yes, I did say simply. The core holds everything. So therefore, we're able to remove anything at the core and fill that space with the highest light available. This is life-changing, reality shattering. I train these techniques like we were talking about. So you can learn how to do this work for yourself and for others. This work has a 100% success rate with severe illnesses, which is unheard of anywhere else. So,
absolutely, and I'm a walking example of that. And, you know, as I had mentioned earlier in the show, is that a lot of the listeners have firsthand or observing these wonderful changes, not only with myself, but in my own personal life, with my work. There's just been major, just wonderful, positive opportunities and changes that have really taken place for me. And once again, you know, I could never, ever thank you enough for coming here to Phoenix. And it's a delight for me to be able to share this wonderful work with all my listeners, because I know personally what it's done for me. I've observed my own students that have been coming to your classes, been receiving the downloads personally. It brings joy as a teacher to observe the wonderful changes, you know, for your other students. And you're definitely it, Todd, so thank you. And I don't care what anyone thinks. I will continuously thank you for your for what you have given to me personally.
And thank you so much. It's an honor.
Thank you. Well, I know that you're coming again in May 16th. I've got bells on my toes, and I'm really excited, and I do know all the other students are as well. I do know that one of the areas that you offer to a lot of the students is the Fountain of Youth. What is that exactly? Does that mean I get become younger?
Yes, it does. We have all of the codes within us to transition and not age. So basically, what we've been running on, people spoke of it with a water fountain or whatever as being the elixir of life or the fountain of youth. But it's actually, it's within our DNA. And that's what this process works on. And basically, you actually do. You get younger, you get healthier quickly. And there's different levels, and there's different sessions that individuals will do. And many times we have training programs that are specifically for like a Fountain of Youth program. So that's something that you can not only experience, but you can actually learn.
Wow, now I'm really excited about the Fountain of Youth. So let me ask you this. So that actually allows our DNA, well, not our DNA, excuse me, our cells to actually reverse itself then?
Yes.
Oh, yes. You've been holding that on me, Todd.
It actually naturally occurs within the Beyonder process, so it's not something, but it can be more directed, and that's where you get the Fountain of Youth empowerments. So,
yeah, well, you know, that is one of the major changes I've actually observed with myself. With that said, I've even had many comments of people that haven't seen me, you know, like say in a couple of weeks or even a month, and go, oh my gosh, Leilani, you look so incredibly different. And I can even, when I look at myself in the mirror, I'm actually seeing light radiating from my cells.
Yeah.
I also observe the tremendous amount of light that beams through my eyes as well. It's almost as though my whole body smiles and just shines really bright every day, no matter where I go, what I'm doing. Even at those moments when I'm very focused on my work, you know, where I'm meeting deadlines and those types of things, I found this work to be very, it just flows, allows me to flow through my everyday task.
Beautiful.
And that's nice. Yes.
Yes.
But let me ask you this. How do we know or connect with our own divine path?
Well, as you're more connected to Source, and that's why we do the Beyonder work is to, so that you can utilize the Beyonder energies and Ensophic energies, you're awakened, you know, to your true path. Your divine path is what you came here to do. Many people are you know, what I like to describe is that, you know, we're all on the path, but what we're able to do is to fine-tune it, because my work in the past with management and working with individuals, it was all, you know, a part of my path, but it wasn't ignited. It wasn't, boom, this is it. Because when you're in it, our lives are just joyous and fulfilled and prosperous. You know, we create tremendous things, and what we're here to do is change the world, and we will change the world. We are changing the world.
Yes. Yes. That is so, so true. You know, and I was sitting here just thinking as well, is let's go back real quick to the training that you're, because you travel all over the world to actually assist others on how to apply these techniques and so forth. So when did you get all started? When did your heart let you know it was time to get out there and really help humanity?
Well, you know, I could say that I always have been, because it's a truth. But as far as full time kicking it in gear, it's been probably 6 years.
Wow! So you're really out there doing it, because I know that we have another of the students that's been involved with your classes actually tuned in and listening to the show as well. And so usually what I do, Todd, is I allow all the listeners to come in, join together, and actually share their thoughts about the radio show and stuff. So we'll let one of the students tonight even express his own thoughts as well with everyone tonight as well, because I've seen major, major changes in his own life as well. And I'm sure you know who I'm referring to, right?
I don't know.
Well, I know we've all been very excited about having you coming back, definitely. Oh, he just went away. I must have scared him off. Oh, no, I'm just being silly, because I feel so wonderful, Todd. It is so nice to be able to bathe in this energy all the time. It is just wonderful. And it does. It creates miracles in our lives, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Simply. Yes.
So before our show has to end tonight, share more of your thoughts with the listeners tonight about the classes that we may not have necessarily covered, and your personal thoughts and their own journeys as well.
Okay, well, no matter what it is that you do, you know, on your path, you know, you could be a mathematician, you could be a scientist. It doesn't really matter what it is that you're here to do. These programs will help you. The techniques may look funny. They may look different than anything that you've ever seen, because they are truly out of the box. There is not a box for this. There is not a way to put it into a box or put it into a thought form to try to understand it. It's bigger than that. It's the biggest connect. And so therefore, the program is always different no matter where you go. Even with similarities, it will be different. If you were to follow me around and go to every program, each one you would get something different from. You would learn similar techniques at each one, but there are also differing techniques that are taught. So there are exercises that help you to release things naturally, to help you be grounded in your everyday world and still aware and connected to the highest source, as opposed to many things where there's, oh, it feels good while you're in the energy, now I go home, I'm just home. It's different than that. You're taking it home with you. It's true empowerment. It's at the core.
And the nice part about it is when you get home, it really works. You're actually able to apply it effortless. And I'd also like to mention as well is I no longer have to do the processing to get where I need to go. So on that note, we have to actually end the show. And Todd, once again, thank you for a really wonderful and great show. It's been very enlightening. With all you listeners, remember, we have a special going on for the INSOF. If you're interested in the classes, please contact Todd at beyond1111.com. Many blessings to each and every one of you. Good night.
One day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly, and so was I asked myself,
where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.